Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jai Vishnupada Paramhamsa, Parvajaka Acharya, Stotra Satashri Shimati Jivayin Grace, Sesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai, Granthraj Shrimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Text Number 7. Tannah Pradyo Dayat Dhyatma Jnanam Tattvartha Darshanam Yenanjasa Parishyamo Dustaram Bhavasagaram Tannah Pradyottayat Dhyatma Jnanam Tattvartha Darshanam Yena Anjasa Tarishyamo Dustaram Bhavasagaram Tanno Pradyottayadhyatma Tanno Pradyottayadhyatma Ajnanam Tattvartha Darshanam Yena Anjasa Parishyamo Dustaram Bhavasagaram. Tanno Pradyottayadhyatmam Jnanam Tattvartha Darshanam Yena Anjasa Parishyamo Dustaram Bhavasagaram. Tanno Pradyottayadhyatma Jnanam Tattvartha Darshanam Yena Anjasa Parishyamo Dustaram Bhavasagaram. Tanno Pradyottayadhyatma Jnanam Tattvartha Darshanam Yena Anjasa Tarishyamah Dustaram Bhavasagaram. Okay. Tat, therefore, Naha, for us, Pradyotaya, kindly awaken, Adhyatma, transcendental, Jnanam, knowledge, Tattva, absolute truth, Artha, for the purpose of, Darshanam, philosophy, Yena, by which, Anjasa, easily, Tarishyamaha, we can cross over, Dustaram, formidable, Bhavasagaram, the ocean of nations. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Dear Master, kindly enlighten us in transcendental knowledge, which may act as a torchlight by which we may cross the dark nations of material existence. Purport. The Prachatas requested Narada to enlighten them in transcendental knowledge. Generally, when a common man meets a saintly person, he wishes to get some material benediction. However, the Prachatas were not interested in material benefit, for they had enjoyed all this sufficiently. Nor did they want the fulfillment of their material desires. They were simply interested in crossing the ocean of nuisance. Everyone should be interested in getting out of these material clutches. Everyone should approach a saintly person in order to be enlightened in this connection. One should not bother a saintly person to get blessings for material enjoyment. Generally, householders receive saintly persons to get their blessings. But their real aim is to become happy in material world. Asking such material benedictions is not recommended in the Shastras. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. See, welcome all the devotees to this Srimad Bhagavatam class where we are discussing from Canto 4, Chapter 31, where Narada would be instructing the Prachitas. In this 7 and 8 text, Prachitas will be approaching Narada and inquiring for their spiritual benefit. So it is said, O Saint, O dear Master, kindly enlighten us in this transcendental knowledge which may act as a torchlight by which we may cross the darknesses of material existence. So spiritual inquiries being made to a saintly devotee is the subject of these two verses. So Prabhupada is concentrating on the topic of why spiritual inquiries. So Prabhupada is telling that generally when people approach saintly person, they approach for material inquiries. Like we see so many gurus and babas are getting famous for just understanding what is going on in people's mind, reading their chits and then answering their questions. So these are all material benefits which people are looking for. And when they fulfill people's material desires and give them material blessings, they become so famous. And they also get some material benefits out of it. So ultimately, both parties are interested in material benefit only. So one time, some very famous lady, supposed to be the famous miss of that country, approached Prabhupada for some interview, and then Prabhupada gave some time, and then she said, okay, I will meet you later. Prabhupada said, why you want to meet me later? But this is the way we speak now. Now we might, we'll meet again sometime. Prabhupada said, but why you want to meet me? I don't want to meet you. I said, no, but maybe in future we will sometime. Said, no, even by mistake I will not meet you again. And devotees who brought her were like embarrassed that she is so famous. She had so much following. And Prabhupada was telling that, I will not meet you. And Prabhupada said, do you have any interest in understanding soul or Krishna? If you don't have any interest, then I don't have any business meeting you again. Why will you meet again? Do you have interest? If you don't have jigyasa, spiritual inquiry, then a saint is not eager to meet you. So here, Prachitas, they are devotees. They have followed their life of devotional service. Now they are kind of winding up their pastimes, going back. They were blessed initially by Lord Shiva's audience. And then Lord Shiva also had instructed them in the science of pure devotional service. So here, Prabhupada is writing, they were simply interested in crossing the ocean of nuisance. And everyone should be interested in getting out of these material clutches. So approaching a saint, or a saint anytime we see in our scriptures, when saints are speaking or appearing or manifested, it's only after there is a sincere inquiry in the sadhaka's heart. We see Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking, only after Arjuna has a deep, sincere spiritual inquiry to make. Till that time, Krishna didn't speak, till that time, the Bhagavad Gita didn't appear. We see that Shaunakadi Rishi has so much knowledge, so much experience, but still, when they are stuck and they have sincere inquiry to make in the spiritual matters, then only Sutta Goswami begins to speak. So anywhere we see saints are giving their audience or they are speaking their heart is only when the audience has a sincere spiritual inquiry. That's why Bhagavatam says that if you want to inquire for the spiritual benefits, not for the material benefits. Otherwise the saints will not reveal their heart. They may have so many things to be revealed, but yathamam prapadyante tam siddha bhajamyam. That's why Bhagavatam says tasyaiva heto prayate to kovido na labhyate yat brahmatam upari adha tad labhate dukkhavat anyata sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira rammasa. So inquiry should be made for things which cannot be obtained in these 14 planetary systems, because we have been already spending so much time in traveling over these 14 planetary systems and trying to enjoy the different varieties of material pleasures in this material world. So real inquiry of somebody wants to inquire or look for or search for, that object should be beyond this material world. So many times people, they think that inviting sadhus to their houses, greeting them, is a very dharmic activity. So they invite sadhus, sometimes they wash also their feet, they may put very costliest garlands, make a nice reception, or make a big advertisement that I am meeting a sadhu. But many times the Prabhupada is writing, many times the interest is only material blessing, material fame or material blessing. So that's not actually dharma. Dharmasi apavargasya na artho arthaya kalpate. The following of dharma, religion, should not be for just acquiring things of this world. Na artho arthaya kalpate. Na arthasya dharma ekandasya kamulabhaya smruta. People generally do dharma to acquire artha and acquire artha to fulfill their own kama or material desires. But receiving a saintly person or going or approaching a saintly person is not for material inquiry or material blessings, but should be purely for spiritual benefits. So recently Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj, he came, visited Palghar temple and also the local some householders. And he was telling that when a disciple is sincere in his heart, then only spiritual master can reveal what he has. Otherwise, if the inquiries or that sincere seeking is not there, then the knowledge may not be revealed. So here, spiritual inquiry, Prabhupada wrote about why spiritual, because material is anyway available. So then he continues in the next verse. Maitreya uvacha iti prachetasam prushto bhagavan narado munihim bhagavati uttama shloka avishtatma abravindrapam. Translation, the great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, being thus petitioned by the Prachitas, the supreme devotee Narada, who is always absorbed in thoughts of supreme personal Godhead, began to reply. So because their inquiries are genuine, the Narada is taking efforts to reply to it. So We were discussing in Maharaj Association this verse, Tad Vidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. So inquiries should be made to the saintly person. So the inquiries are very important. That's how we get knowledge. Pariprashnena Sevaya. Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Jnanina Sattva Darshina. She was explaining that Tat, Tat Vidhi Pranipatena. So in this fourth chapter, 32nd verse, it comes, 34. But here, Krishna is explaining so many varieties of yajñas actually, in the fourth chapter. Different types of sacrifices which can be performed to free oneself from material bondage. But then Krishna says that you may perform externally so many sacrifices, the Swadhyaya Yajna, Jnana Yajna, Tapo Yajna, Dana Yajna, but ultimately, in what intention you do all these sacrifices, that will actually make you free from karma bandhana. But to understand external sacrifices is very easy. How to do things. But in what consciousness things has to be done, it cannot be just read and understood. It has to be taught by a living example of personality. That's why Krishna, after telling so many varieties of sacrifices to be performed, he concludes with this verse, Tad Vidhi. All this can be understood. All the different sacrifices, their performance can be understood only when you approach a spiritual master. Otherwise, this knowledge will remain theoretical. That's why Prabhupada translates Tat as that knowledge of different sacrifices. So here, if somebody just knows Sanskrit, then Tat means this or that. So here Prabhupada says, whatever is explained till now, the different types of sacrifices, that can be understood by this one verse. So that's why even if you don't understand the previous verses, if you can understand this verse, you will understand everything which is mentioned before. So Tad Vidhi, the performance of all the sacrifices, all the duties can be understood by Pranipatena. Pranipatena, Prabhupada doesn't write surrender, but approaching a spiritual master. So just like Parichitas are approaching Narada to ask Pariprashnena. So Pariprashnena, Prabhupada translates as submissive inquiries. So for any Sanskrit scholar, Pariprashna means, Pari means complete, or maybe deep, or maybe serious. But Prabhupada is translating as submissive inquiries. That's why we need a spiritual master. Maybe he can read between the lines, or maybe between the words. And then Sevaya, by rendering service, Upadekshanti, then they will do Upadesha. Till that time they will not open their mouth. So Upadesha cannot be just, it's not like a vending machine. Like on railway stations or bus stops, there are vending machines. You put a coin and it will deliver you some goods. So spiritual master is not a vending machine. You put question and answer will come out. So it takes so much understanding of what intention and what mood it has to be understood. Then only the Upadeshas will be revealed. Prabhupada writes in a purport of that verse, the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. Undoubtedly difficult. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises. So after explaining all the different sacrifices, Lord knows that it will be difficult for them to perform. So Lord gives a help here. So Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. So even the guru, to become a guru, he has to follow this Parinipata Pariprashna Sevaya. Because he has followed those steps, he has become a next guru. That's his parampara. So he is also not exception to this process. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. So many people calling them as spiritual gurus, making different attires, giving different processes, but telling them that we are gurus. Now when Lord Chaitanya wanted to preach, Lord Chaitanya said that Jai Krishna Vetta Sai Guru Hoy. So when he asked Nityananda and Haridas to preach, Shuna Shuna Nityananda Shuna Haridas Sarvatra Amaragya Kariha Prakash. देयर ही सेज प्रति घरे घरे दिए मांगे ही भिक्षा बोलो कृष्ण भज कृष्ण कर कृष्ण शिक्षा. सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य सेज आफ्टर दिस वर्स दैट प्रीच ओनली दिस थ्री थिंग्स नथिंग एल्स एंड देन रिपोर्ट टू मी व्हाट इज द रिजल्ट. सो ओनली थ्री थिंग्स आर टू बी प्रीच बोलो कृष्ण भजो कृष्ण करो कृष्ण शिक्षा. सो चैंट कृष्णस होली नेम वर्शिप कृष्ण विथ ऑल योर कैपेसिटीज एंड कर कृष्ण शिक्षा. सो टेक प्रशिक्षण और टेक दिस नॉलेज टॉट बाय कृष्ण नॉलेज अबाउट कृष्ण. सो ओनली दिस थ्री थिंग्स कॉन्स्टिट्यूट प्रीचिंग एक्चुअली और डिवोशनल सर्विस फॉर दैट मैटर. एंड लॉर्ड चैतन्य सेज यू डोंट प्रीच एनीथिंग बियॉन्ड दिस बिकॉज इट विल हैव इट्स इफेक्ट्स. सो pretenders they try to manufacture their own process and preach this but that is not recommended. The Bhagavatam says dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly initiated by the Lord and therefore mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one on the right path. Generally in material life or even intellectual circles this is more appealing, mental speculation and dry arguments. If somebody can defeat somebody in dry arguments, then he thinks that I have knowledge. I have understood it. I am Tattva Gyani. But Krishna Prabhupada says, no. Unless you understand, you understand. Until you understand what Krishna has to say about dharma, about the path of religion, then till that time you don't know actually. Then Prabhupada writes, not by independent study of books, of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. If somebody says, I have all Prabhupada books with me, of course Prabhupada books means Prabhupada is there. But if somebody says, I have all Vedas, all Shastras, Sanskrit text with me, and I have read everything, I am Shastri, Pandita, so what, you can't understand. How can you say that you can't understand? That's like Gita is a secret, Krishna says in every chapter. It's a secret, more secret, most secret. How it is secret? Every house has a Gita. But it is secret because it is password protected. Unless and until devotee reveals, you cannot understand it. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender. Now comes the mood for a disciple to accommodate. He should accept spiritual master in full surrender. And one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant. Without false prestige. So, while talking to Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj, he was telling, this is very important. Menial servant without false prestige. Generally, people do whatever they want to do is to acquire some prestige somewhere. Just by following the order also, they want to acquire that prestige that I am a submissive disciple. He says that this false prestige actually spoils the game. So we may be in association with spiritual master, we may association with devotees, but if you are just running behind this false prestige, it's a false game actually. You are playing a different game. So you will not receive the results which are promised by Guru Parampara. If you are not looking for false prestige, then only you can actually gather that knowledge as it is. Otherwise you will not. Generally we see many spiritual circles, and he was telling even in our spiritual circles, we see that people are competing with each other just to get this false prestige. Position, recognition, distinction, whatever. And he says, and then they lose the real knowledge. So if you are surrendering, ready to serve like a menial servant without false prestige, then he was telling, what is menial service? Then he explained that menial service means that which doesn't guarantee recognition. So that's again a false idea that I want to do something for recognition. So anywhere we get recognition, we have to be very, very careful. Like Radhanath Swami Maharaj tells in his one class, anything which pleases you has a potency to intoxicate you. And anything which intoxicates you makes you forget about Krishna. Because Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shibhi Ye Dhamana Madha Puman. So Janma is not a problem. Aishwarya is not a problem. Or your beauty is not a problem. What is the problem? Madha. All these things, when they intoxicate you, then you cannot call for Krishna. Then you cannot sincerely surrender. So anything which pleases us has a capacity to intoxicate us. What to speak of recognition? And recognition is like LSD. Like with the recognition, we just want to keep those people satisfied who kind of recognize us or flatter us. And that's how many sincere spiritual seekers also, they land up in some other zone just because they want to please the audience. So that's why if you're ready to just do menial service, which doesn't guarantee recognition, without expectation of false prestige, then spiritual master can reveal because he is Tattvadarshi. Satisfaction of a self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. So this is again the Brahma Vakya. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement. Now what satisfies spiritual master? It's not very humongous or huge tasks which we accompany or efficiency with which we do the tasks. Like one time, Vamsi Bihari Prabhu, a senior brahmachari here, he and myself, we approached Radhanath Swami Maharaj because we were told that, Maharaj only told when he came here that when we were in New Vrindavan, we made so many cob houses for Prabhupada. And we used to call them Prabhupada houses. But Prabhupada liked them so much. So when we inaugurated our first two, three cob houses, then Mara related this incident when Prabhupada came, he saw, he gave some instructions, and then we, with mud we wrote on them Prabhupada houses. So we thought maybe he knows so much details about making cob houses. So before we make more, so Prabhuji told that please go and approach Maharaj and ask him how Prabhupada wanted, how you made. So myself and Mamsi, we went to Maharaj's room. He was already busy with so many appointments. And then our turn came, we went to Maharaj and Maharaj, we just wanted to ask. We had like pen, paper, everything, we were ready. Tell us the mixture, proportions, everything, and then we will make cob houses. And Maharaj, how to make cob houses? So Maharaj just folded his hands and said, with love and devotion. not with mud and mortar, and water and bricks, but with love and devotion you make. So if you have love and devotion, then the details can be worked out. So... So the secret is to satisfy him, and to satisfy him the secret is the sincerity of heart. Again, not looking for recognition or false prestige. So unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. You may inquire, you may get answers also, but if there is no submission and service, then the answers will not lit up in your heart. One must be able to pass the test of spiritual master. And when he sees, then what is the test? When the spiritual master sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. So genuine will get genuine. So why bad things happen to good people? No. Good people, good things happen to good people, bad things happen to bad people. So here, if we are genuine, we will get the genuine knowledge. So it's give and take. So that is the test. We have to pass that, am I genuine? So genuine desire of a disciple automatically blesses a disciple with genuine spiritual understanding through spiritual master. Then Prabhupada writes the famous statement, in this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. So again, he's repeating the same thing. So Mara talking, like if you want to follow Prabhupada, how we should follow Prabhupada? So he was telling, following Prabhupada doesn't mean just reading his purports. Of course, that is very, very important. But also seeing him act in this world. So that's how we understand and learn from spiritual master. So even Vishnu Chakravarti says, by his teachings and by his behavior. By both ways, spiritual master teaches. So many things he may not speak, but just by observing him, that which things he gives priority to, which things he's serious about, so that way he instructs. Okay. So bonafide spiritual master is by nature very kind towards a disciple. So he's not he's not intending to reserve any knowledge. He's ready to give everything to a disciple. He's very kind. Just that we have to be genuine to get full benefit of it. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, The reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries become perfect. So that's how we should approach the spiritual master. So Prachittas are approaching Narad Muni with that inquiry that please reveal that knowledge which is like a torchlight which can enlighten us and bring us out of this illusion. In the second verse, this 8th verse, Narad Muni addresses Bhagavan. Bhagavan Narado Muni. So Prabhupada talks about this in the purport. In this verse, Bhagavan Narada indicates that Narada is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Person of Godhead. Bhagavati Uttama Shloka Avishta Atma. Narada has no other business than thinking of Krishna, talking of Krishna and preaching about Krishna. Bolo Krishna, Bhajaguru, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Therefore, he is sometimes called Bhagavan. Why is Bhagavan? Because he is always absorbed in Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses all opulences. When a person possesses Bhagavan within his heart, he is also sometimes called Bhagavan. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said, Sakshat Hari Dvena Samasta Shastra. In every Shastra, the spiritual master is accepted directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean that a spiritual master or a saintly person like Narada has actually become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But is accepted in this way because he possesses the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart constantly. As described here, Avishtatma, when one is simply absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, one is also called Bhagavan. Bhagavan possesses all opulences. If one possesses Bhagavan within his heart always, does he not automatically possess all opulence? So person with carrying heart is also Bhagavan. He is also carrying all the 6 Bhagya, or Aishwaryas. In that sense, a great devotee like Narada can be called Bhagavan. However, one cannot tolerate when a rascal or imposter is called Bhagavan or Ishwara. One must possess either all opulences or Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan who possesses all opulences. So only person, Supreme Personality himself or person who carries the Lord in his heart, both can be called Bhagavan, otherwise cannot be called as Bhagavan. So submissive inquiry is very important, spiritual inquiry, but a spiritual inquiry has to be done to a devotee. An imposter is calling himself as Bhagavan, he cannot actually reveal knowledge. So Tadviti Pariprashna Sevaya Upadekshinti Te Jnanam Jnanina Tattva Darshina. So Tattva Darshina means one who has understood the absolute truth in reality. Now who can understand absolute truth in reality? Only devotee can understand. Otherwise, other people cannot understand. Like I was reading yesterday the first canto, third chapter, where so many incarnations of Krishna are explained. So initially, Purusha avatars are explained, different kinds of Vishnu. And then Leela avatars are explained. And then amongst them, Krishna and Balarama is also explained. So to clarify, Sutta Goswami says, Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. And then he says that, I have told you about different avatars, but do you understand them? Like I am told that like form of Kashyapa, Matsya, Vamana, Varaha, Parashurama, Rama. So I am telling in short, like one verse is kind of encapsulates their pastime, their teaching, everything. But then he feels that maybe all people are sitting here, they are not devotees. So maybe they are not able to understand even if I am telling. So for them, they are jnani, but they are not tattva jnani. Jnana tattva darshina. They are not tattva darshina. They have understanding of absolute truth, but that may not be complete. So Sutta Goswami continues to explain that these forms are not material. Even the Virat Purusha form is not material. So he clarifies. Just like a human being has an external material form, but inside he has a spiritual or a subtle or absolute form. Similarly, sometimes Lord is recommended to imagine like a Virat Purusha or made up of material things, but he's actually not made up of material things. He has his own spiritual form. And while saying this, then he comes to say that when a living entity is able to understand, who can become Tattva Darshi? Who can understand Krishna, to give Krishna the orders. He says, if the illusory energy subsides, the living entity becomes fully enriched with knowledge by the grace of the Lord. Maya chodegi aur Bhagwan kripa dengi. तो ही लिविंग एंटिटी कैन अंडरस्टैंड द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉड, अदरवाइज नॉट. इफ द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी, इफ द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी सबसाइड्स बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड, द लिविंग एंटिटी कैन फुल्ली एनरिच विद नॉलेज. देन ही बिकम्स एनलाइटेंड विद सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन एंड दस बिकम्स सिचुएटेड इन ओन ग्लोरी. देन ही सेज दैट वेरी फ्यू पीपल एक्चुअली अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा, नॉट एवरीबडी कैन अंडरस्टैंड. लाइक भीष्मदेव सेज, नेस्य करिचित राजन पुमान वेद विदिचितम यद विजिज्ञासायुक्ता मुह्यन्ति कवयोपिः. बिग बिग स्कॉलरली पीपल, इंटेलिजेंट पीपल, दे आर बिविल्डर्ड टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा. सो सुत्तु गोस्वामी इज एक्सप्लेनिंग ऑल डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स ऑफ कृष्णा. ही इज परप्लेक्स दैट मे बी दे आर नॉट अंडरस्टूड. सो ही सेज दैट देर आर फ्यू कवीज और फ्यू इंटेलिजेंट पीपल हु हैव एक्सप्लेन दिस नाइसली. सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू रियली अंडरस्टैंड, प्लीज हियर फ्रॉम देम. एवं जन्मानि कर्माणि हि अकर्तुः अजन्यस्य च वर्णयन्ति स्म कवयो वेद गुह्यानि ऋत्पतेः. तो कहते हैं दिस वर्णयन्ति स्म कवयो, सम कवीज वर्णयन्ति, दे हैव डिस्क्राइब, व्हाट दे हैव डिस्क्राइब, एवं जन्मानि कर्माणि, द जन्म इज एक्सप्लेन एंड द कर्म इज आल्सो एक्सप्लेन, ऑफ हुम द जन्म इज एक्सप्लेन ऑफ हुम अजनस्य, जिसका जन्म नहीं होता उसके जन्म के बारे में उन्होंने बता के रखा है. एंड अकर्तुः, वन डजंट डू एनीथिंग, उनके डीड्स के बारे में बता के रखा है. आई मीन दैट इटसेल्फ इज बिल्डरिंग, बट ओनली दोज फ्यू इंटेलिजेंट पीपल दे कैन अंडरस्टैंड इट एंड दे कैन एक्सप्लेन ऑल्सो. वर्णयति स्म कवयो वेद गुह्याने ऋत्पते, एंड दिस एक्टिविटीज एंड बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड दे आर वेद गुह्या, दे आर वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड इवन फ्रॉम वेदास. Krishna says, Vedeshu sarve aham eva vedyo. But just by reading or scholarly reading of Vedas, one can understand Krishna. So that has been explained by some people, and if we approach them, they only can make us understand. In the next verse, they say, Sava idam vishma amogalilah srijati avati attina sajjate smin bhuteshu cha atarhita atma tantram षड वर्गितम जिग्रति षड गुणेश. देन ही सेज दैट दिस लॉर्ड एक्चुअली इज अंडरस्टूड मेनी मेनी टाइम्स बाय पीपल एज अ पर्सन हु क्रिएट्स मेंटेन्स एंड डिस्ट्रॉय दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, बट लाइक दैट इज नॉट अ फुल अंडरस्टैंडिंग. जस्ट लाइक फर्स्ट टाइम व्हेन आई वाज गोइंग इन द मार्केट, फर्स्ट टाइम व्हेन आई सॉ माय स्कूल टीचर इन द सब्जी मार्केट, इट वॉज अ शॉक. आई वॉज शॉक्ड एट द सेम टाइम फियरफुल. Why? Because I had not completed my homework till then. So I was thinking, why? What she is doing here? She should be where? She should be in the school. Like every day I see her in school only. How can she is in sabji market? So why that bewildering me? Because for me, the teacher's identity is related only to school. It's my teacher. She should be sitting in my school. Similarly, person, a small boy, when he wakes up, he cries. Why he cries? Because he wants mother. He is angry on mother. Why? Because your job is to take care of me. And you are busy with something else. Same thing Krishna also mimics. He becomes angry at Yashoda. Your first job is to care for me, not milk. He doesn't understand what milk, boiling milk or making all procedures. Similarly, small children, they don't understand. For them, mother's identity is taking care of me. For them, mother means who takes care of me. They don't understand that mother has to take care of father also, or another sibling also, or take care of herself also, or a job, or a household. For him, everything is unaware. He is unaware of everything else. For him, mother, teacher, father, everything means in relation to me. So similarly, people who are like very new in their spiritual understanding, for them, God means who creates my world, who understands my prayers, who answers my prayers, who maintains me or destroys my world. So me and mine. So the definition of God is also self-centric. But it takes some time. When he grows, then he can understand, no. Teacher has his family, her family also. She has to cook for her family, so she has to come to the sabji market. So going beyond just me and mine, it takes some evolution or takes some understanding to grow up. So similarly, generally people understand God as just one who Sushti Sthiti Pralaya. Srijati Avati Atti Na Sajjate Asmi. So for them, God means just creator, maintainer and destroyer. They don't understand that he is a sat vargikam jigrati sat gunesha. So he is the master of all six senses, and he is endowed with all six opulences, and he has his own place to reside and own things to do. Just like Bhagavatam first verse says, Janmadiyasyata. And then last line says, Dhamna Swena Sadhanirastakodam Satyam. So Janmadiyasyata, he is engaged in Janma Adi of this material world, but don't just limit him to this material world. Dhamna Swena Sadhanirastakodam. So he stays in his own abode. Like while preparing for the 10th Rishi class, I was reading just Krishna, from Krishna comes Balram, from Balram comes first Chaturvyo, from first Chaturvyo Sankarsana comes Narayana, from Narayana comes second Chaturvyo, from second Chaturvyo comes from Sankarsana comes Mahavishnu, from Mahavishnu comes so many planets, and then each Brahmanda, the Garbhodaksha Vishnu goes, and then Garbhodaksha Vishnu, from his navel comes the lotus, and in that lotus stem, Dandi, there are 14 planetary systems, and in that there is a Prithvi. And then there we are staying in India, some village. And we think that I want to understand Krishna, who is so far, far, far from this tiny Brahmandas. Actually has nothing to do with Brahmandas. So what is the chance that a living entity with its logic, jnana, tarka, dry arguments, mental speculation can understand Krishna? He cannot understand Krishna. So he says, very difficult. On their own, they cannot. Na chasya kaschin nipunena dhatu avati jantu ku manisha utibhi utihi namani rupani mano vachobhi santanvato nata charyam ivagyah. Okay, the agya are those who are foolish. They cannot understand. Just like we see, we hear chanting holy name has three stages. Namaparad, namabhas, shuddhanam. So what is namaparad? Chanting with offenses. Namavas, chanting with sincere efforts to avoid offenses. And Nama, Shuddhanama is? So Shuddhanama means one statement. When you understand that Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinattvam Namana, that Krishna and his name is not different. Now this statement we have heard so many times, but we cannot fathom it. We cannot realize it. That's where we are agya. On our own, we cannot understand. Namani, rupani, mano vachobhi. His statements, his form, his name, the divine nature of all those things cannot be understood by a living entity. Because it is so beyond his capacity to approach. So he says, who can understand then? So till the time he is telling, nobody can understand, nobody can understand, nobody. But who can understand? Then he said, Saveda. He can understand. Who can understand? Saveda dhatu padavim parasya duranta viryasya rathangapani yo amayaya santataya anuvrutya bhajeta tatpada sarojagandam. So he said, Saveda, he can understand dhatu, the original creator from whom everything comes. His padavim parasya, that supreme lord's divine position or his divya sthiti can be understood. Now who is that Lord? He is not just the creator, mentor and destroyer. So dhatu word means just the source of all. But he said that he is also duranta virias. He has so much strength, but strength which you can imagine beyond that. Duranta virias. Your imagination cannot even approach that strength's measurement. And who is that personality? Rathangapani. So Rathangapani means one who is carrying the wheel of chariot in his hand. Now he had so much strength, still is carrying a wheel of chariot in his hand. So when Krishna carried the wheel? To attack Bhishma, his own devotee. For what? To protect another devotee. So this Krishna cannot be understood. Who had so much energy, so much strength, source of everything, but still himself picking something to attack somebody, cannot be understood. Same Bhishma Dev only says, Yasya kaschit. So Bhishma was attacked, he also cannot understand why he attacked, what's happening. So yes, Sutta Goswami, nobody can understand him. So who can understand? Only those who bhajeta tatpada saroj. Now only one who do bhakti. So Prabhupada says, jnana, karma cannot approach Krishna. ఓన్లీ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్కైనా అప్రోచ్. సో వెన్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఇస్ అగైన్ ఎంఫసైజింగ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ పర్పట్ వెన్ ఎవర్ దర్ ఇస్ అ కర్మ సకామ కర్మ నిష్కామ ప్రభుపాద్ రైటింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ దట్ ఈస్ మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ప్రభుపాద్ బికాజ్ ఈ పర్సన్ కీప్స్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ఆల్ దోస్ ప్రొసెసెస్ ఈ జస్ట్ బ్యాంగింగ్ ఇస్ హెడ్ ఆన్ ద వాల్ ఈ కెనాట్ అప్రోచ్ కృష్ణ. సో సో ఇట్స్ అ వెరీ వెరీ నారో పాత్ ఓన్లీ భక్తి నో బడి నో అదర్ పాత్ కెన్ యాక్చువల్లీ అప్రోచ్ కృష్ణాస్ డివైన్ పర్సనాలిటీ. దే మే అప్రోచ్ కృష్ణ డిఫరెంట్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్స్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మజ్యోతి ఆర్ జస్ట్ ద క్రియేటర్ ఆర్ ఈశ్వర బట్ ది కెనాట్ అప్రోచ్ కృష్ణ యాజ్ అ పర్సన్. యో అమాయా నౌ దిస్ భక్తి వెన్ దిస్ భక్తి క్యాన్ రీచ్ కృష్ణ వెన్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ త్రీ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ అమాయయ సంతతయ అనువృత్య. సో దిస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అమాయయ. అమాయా మీన్స్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ అల్టరేటెడ్ మోటివ్స్ బేసికలీ మీన్స్ అహైతుకి. ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్ అమాయయాస్ వితౌట్ రిజర్వేషన్స్ అండ్ దెన్ సంతతయ మీన్స్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ వితౌట్ ఎనీ గ్యాప్ అప్రతిహత. అండ్ దెన్ అనదర్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ అడెడ్ హియర్ ఈజ్ అనువృత్య. సో అనువృత్య ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్ ఫేవరబులీ ఆర్ అనుకూల విత్ అనుకూల్ ఇంటెంట్. సో ఇంటెంట్ ఇస్ అగైన్ ఎంఫసైజ్ అహేతుకి అప్రతిహత. ఇట్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ యాక్టివిటీ దట్ యాక్టివిటీ షుడ్ నాట్ బి స్టాప్ అహేతుకి అగైన్ ఇంటెన్షన్ ఓన్లీ అండ్ దెన్ అనువృత్య. సో అనువృత్య హియర్ మీన్స్ అను క్యాన్ బి అను ప్రభుపాద్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేట్ ఇన్ టూ వేస్ వన్ ఈజ్ అనుకూల అండ్ అనదర్ ఇస్ అనుగమన అండర్ ద డైరెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్. సో ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్ దట్ హియర్ ఇన్ ద పర్పట్ దోజ్ హు ఆర్ దోజ్ హు ఆర్ రెండరింగ్ సర్వీస్ ఇన్డైరెక్ట్లీ బీయింగ్ ఫోర్స్ బై ద ఇల్యూజరీ ఏజెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆర్ రెండరింగ్ సర్వీస్ అన్ టు హిమ్ అన్ఫేవరబులీ బట్ దోజ్ హు ఆర్ రెండరింగ్ సర్వీస్ అన్ టు హిమ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ అండర్ ద డైరెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ బిలవడ్ ఏజెంట్ ఆర్ రెండరింగ్ సర్వీస్ అన్ టు హిమ్ ఫేవరబులీ. సో దాట్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అనువృత్య. సో హియర్ అనువృత్య ఓన్లీ ప్రభుపాద్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ దట్ దిస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి డన్ అండర్ ద డైరెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్. సో అగైన్ వీఆర్ కమింగ్ టు ద సేమ్ కంక్లూజన్. సో హూ నోస్ కృష్ణ? ఓన్లీ వన్ who follow devotional service. But how? Anuvritya, under the direction of spiritual master. So only approaching spiritual master and inquiring from him, one can understand Krishna. But those are rendering service unto him directly. Okay, then. Such favorable servitors are devotees of the Lord. And by the grace of the Lord, they can enter into the mysterious regions of transcendence by the mercy of the Lord. So to get that mercy, one has to approach a spiritual master. So here it says, bhajeta తత్ పాద సరోజగంధం. సో జనరల్ కృష్ణాస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆర్ టు బి వర్షిప్ లైక్ వి హియర్ అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్ సవై మన కృష్ణ పదార విందయో. సో వెన్ ఎవర్ వర్షిప్ ఈస్ డైరెక్టెడ్ జనరల్లీ డైరెక్టెడ్ టువర్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ బట్ దీస్ వాజ్ అ డజన్ డైరెక్ట్ సర్వీస్ టు ద లోటస్ ఫీట్. ఇట్ సేస్ యు సర్వ్ ద ఫ్రాగ్రెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్. భజత తత్ పాద సరోజ గంధం. హౌ యూ వర్షిప్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఇట్ అండర్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ సర్వింగ్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ లైక్ యూ క్యాన్ మేబీ యాడ్ అన్ను పూర్ ఆర్ మీ క్యాన్ డూ పాద సంవాహన ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆఫరింగ్ తులసి అన్న లోటస్ దట్ ఈస్ యూ క్యాన్ ఆఫర్ దట్ యూ క్యాన్ సర్వ్. బట్ దీస్ వర్స్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ హూ సర్వ్స్ ద ఫ్రాగ్రెన్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ లోటస్ ఫీట్. హౌ టు సర్వ్ fragrance of Krishna lotus feet and especially when we are cold we cannot even smell that smell of Krishna lotus feet. So my speculation is this is my speculation, Prabhupada doesn't write it here. So just like when Vishwavasu was looking for Neel Madhav, how he found Neel Madhav? Sorry, Vishwavasu was the Shabara community's senapati. What is his name? Not Shabara. The king senapati who went. Minister. Okay, anyway. The minister, how he found Neel Madhav? When he smelled the fragrance from Vishwavasu's body. Now, from where the fragrance came? From Neel Madhav lotus feet, of course. But that lotus feet fragrance can be approached through devotee. So that's anuvritya. So when we serve devotees who are carrying the fragrance of Krishna lotus feet, so there is no lotus feet, there is only fragrance. So when you worship them, serve them, please them with a genuine intention, that's what anuvritya also means. So you're not, this is philosophical speculation. Not means. So when we approach Krishna through these devotees, then only we can understand Krishna. Otherwise, very difficult. So Lord himself also says that it's difficult. Only when Lord takes the form of a devotee, then only ready to distribute Krishna. So that's why Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda, they are so, so important for us. They are ready to distribute Krishna wholesale. And so their representatives are also like that. Very compassionate. I was just imagining, before Prabhupada explained Gita's purports, nobody could understand Krishna actually. Unless and until they read some authorized commentary. So reading Gita itself doesn't reveal Krishna. Even Krishna himself doesn't reveal himself in Gita. Now tell me one verse which Krishna talks about Vrindavan in Bhagavad Gita. No verse. He talks about spiritual only like Natad Bhasete Suryo Nashashango. There is no Suraj, there is no Chandrama, there is no fire. TK. What is not there is not important. What is there, you tell me. So what is there, Krishna doesn't say. Yad Gatvana Nivardante. Those who go there doesn't come back. What doesn't happen, don't tell me. After going there, what happens, tell me. That Krishna never revealed in Gita. So actually understanding Krishna's divine personality, Krishna himself not explained in Gita. But reading Gita, if somebody is understanding Krishna's personality, that's only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So when Krishna explains himself, we cannot approach Krishna. But when devotee enters that Gita, and he explains in purports who Krishna is, what his dham is. So whatever we have understanding of Krishna's personal form, entourage and his dhamma, it's only by Prabhupada purports. As such, verbatim Krishna's verses doesn't explain anything about Krishna's personality, or his merciful nature, or his bhaktavatsalta. It's all Prabhupada writing in purport. Just see, he's riding a chariot, he's eager to serve his devotees. So whatever Krishna's personality we are able to understand is only through devotees, and that Prachadas know. And that's why when they see Narada Muni coming here, they thank him so much, and with the genuine intention they approach Narada and tell him that please reveal that knowledge which can end our material existence and this darkness of ignorance. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthanashram Bhagavatam ki jai. Any comments, questions? Comment, yes. Please, please. Wait. You want to record your comment?
Thank you so much, Prabhu, bringing this point that we can approach Lord through devotees. Actually, that you said, the worshipping the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord is like devotees. So, Prithu Maharaj prays that, Sa uttam ashloka mahan mukhachyato, bhavat padam bocha sudha kunanili, smritim punarvi smritatattva vartmanam, kuyogi namno vitarattyalam varam. So, he says, devotees of the Lord, they carry the lotus feet in their heart. And when such a realized soul, he speaks, so that saffron dust particle of the Lord lotus feet enters the ear of a conditioned soul, and that kuyogi becomes the suyogi. So, I think fragrance is hearing Krishna Katha from the pure devotee. So, it was a good point you mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you. You made the class fragrant. Hare Krishna. Granthanashram Bhagavatam ki jai. Okay, Adi Keshav Prabhu had another comment. Grave humor. Different flavor, fragrance.
In your class today, this word was coming again and again. Understand. You know how we take it very lightly. Because this was Janma Karma Chame Divyam. So one sense is very simple, no? One who has understood.
Vitti,
Oh, I know now that, you know, the Lord Havi appears. It is transcendental, not like. So the one who understands, he comes back to him. So someone asked this question. So Maharaj, I understood. The transcendental activities of Krishna and how he takes birth. So he said, understand means stand under the feet of your guru.
Jai. श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय, नित्याय गौर प्रेमानंदे, हरि हरि बोल।